There is one verbal thread that runs through this part of the Sermon on the Mount, that, and that's don't worry. You know, why worry? So worry is the verbal thread that connects this. The structure is also relatively clear. The intro is, can't serve two masters, can't serve God and wealth. So that's the case. Therefore, don't worry about your life, about the things related to wealth, you know, about what you'll eat or what you'll drink or about your body, what you'll wear and so on. Now, the structure of it is then the first episode is the introduction of the themes of food and clothing. So don't worry about what you'll eat. Don't worry about what you'll wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Then the next episode's about food. Look at the birds of the air, so on. And the next one is about clothing. Why do you worry about clothing? And then they're drawn together by the repetition of the very words that were that introduced this discourse. So don't worry about your life. And then in the episode after clothing, don't worry saying, what will we eat or what will we drink or what will we wear? So it's a repetition of that verbal thread. That's what connects this story together. And once you recognize that structure, it's easy to learn, because the words are so memorable and we, you know them. The tone in regard to this is that's what has transformed this great sermon into a series of pronouncements that have not been heard as a sermon. So I would recommend that you learn the whole Sermon on the Mount, and out of that you will discover things about the character of Jesus' argument, about the tone of this, about his attitude. In general, what I would suggest is that this is a rabbinic discourse. It's not a theological discourse. Jesus does not end the sentences by going down and making pronouncements. You know, so I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink, and so on. No, this is a rabbinic. This is more playful. And so it's, don't worry. I think of Bob Marley, you know, don't worry about a thing. Everything's going to be all right. Well, it has more of that spirit. You know, why do you worry? Don't worry. Don't worry about a thing. And so if you think of Bob Marley and Jesus, or as a, you know, of Jesus as a kind of rabbinic reggae, you know, that might free up some energy and spirit in regard to the recital of Jesus' sermon, and of, you know, repeating and retelling his sermon. So now what it's about is engagement. I think it's partly to get us to laugh at ourselves about how seriously we take all this stuff in regard to money, you know, clothes and food. And we take it all so seriously. And that Jesus is saying, don't take it so seriously. Don't worry about it. It's, you know, it'll come, it'll go. God will provide it. Don't worry about it. Focus on the things that matter. Focus on the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will take care of themselves and are really basically insignificant. So I think it's it is a, in terms of its tone and its dynamic, it's light. It isn't heavy. And that's because what Jesus is doing is to try to get us to take these things more lightly, not so seriously, and not to worry about it so much.